This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. In the United States, outside the White House, there have been clashes between protesters and police where volleys of tear gas have been launched, large fires have been set, and many people already frustrated after months of isolation because of COVID-19 have now reacted to a series of recent incidents often attributed to racism in America. These protests taking place around the country were sparked by the death of George Floyd, a black man detained by Minneapolis police officers. He died in their custody. A video of the incident shows now-fired police officer Derek Chauvin resting his knee on Floyd's neck while Floyd was handcuffed on the ground, complaining that he could not breathe. The video, which lasts about 8 minutes, shows onlookers pleading for Chauvin to remove his knee and for someone to render aid to Floyd, who became visibly unresponsive. Floyd was later pronounced dead, and the actions of the police officers at the scene were denounced by many of the nation's leaders, law enforcement community, and American public. While Chauvin has been charged with murder and three additional officers fired, there's been continued civil unrest around the country. Hundreds of people converged in the White House and marched along the National Mall to protest, and they dragged away barricades and used concrete for projectiles. And all the while, some have criticized President Trump, who appears to be supporting tougher tactics being used by law enforcement to disperse the protesters. Mr. Trump said Saturday the military could deploy troops to the protest epicenter, Minneapolis, very quickly. A U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity told Reuters the military had ordered some active duty Army military police officers to be prepared to deploy to local authorities if help was requested. This is VOA News. Globally, there have been approximately 370,000 deaths attributed to COVID-19, nearly 104,000 in the United States. The number of infections globally is well above 6 million, more than 1.7 million in the United States. Pope Francis Saturday urged politicians to divert funds spent on weapons to research, which will help prevent another pandemic. Speaking as he led the largest gathering in the Vatican in nearly 3 months, he prayed the rosary in the Vatican, and as tens of thousands of people and about 50 Catholic shrines around the world joined in. A large screen in the garden showed video links with about 25 locations, media, and some others as he prayed. Among those who prayed were Italian doctors, nurses, and ambulance drivers, as well as people who recovered from the new coronavirus or people who lost family members. A British infectious disease expert and a member of the British government scientific advisory group says that the loosening of lockdown measures in England is dangerous. Professor John Edmonds, a member of Britain's Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies Committee, expressed concern over the country's ability to contain the spread of the virus as the lockdown eases. He said the most important issue was the high number of cases still being reported. He cited 8,000 new infections per day in England alone. Monday in England, groups of up to 6 people from different households will be allowed to meet outside in parks or private gardens, as long as they maintain 6 feet in distance. The Islamic State terror group has claimed responsibility for a bombing which killed 2 employees of an Afghan television station and wounded 7 other people in Kabul. A Taliban spokesman has denied any involvement in that attack on his Twitter account. For the first time in 9 years, a U.S. rocket has lifted off, carrying American astronauts to the International Space Station. It occurred Saturday afternoon. A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket with the Dragon capsule aboard carried astronauts Douglas Hurley and Bob Behnke into the orbit from launch at the Kennedy Space Station. President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence watched the launch. Afterwards, the president said that he was amazed at the power of the SpaceX rocket. The launch is a cooperative effort between NASA and SpaceX and is the first commercial launch to carry U.S. astronauts into space. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.